One way to think about that is to look at the natural world. And you look at the natural world like the stream flowing by, or the trees growing here, or the rocks, or any of it. You notice that everything is very simply acting out its nature. That's really freedom. You know, it's not like the stream out of its own free will decides it's going to run down to the sea. It does it because that's what it does. And in that way, it's free. It's not that it's free to do whatever it wants, like flow uphill or something. We like to think that somehow human beings are different in that way. And, well, we have an illusion about that. We are separate and above everything else in nature, and we have free will, and everything else is something else. But it's not really the way it is. But that's not slavery. That's freedom. What slavery is, what we were talking about before, of being on the hamster wheel driven by your wants all the time. That's not being free.
It's a slavery to your fear.
Yes.
And the doubt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just trying to figure out your nature.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because why do you need to figure out your nature? Your nature is expressing itself every moment.
What if you're listening to your fear?
Well,
reacting from your fear.
Well, there's, humans have what sometimes we call a sub-nature, which is part of our nature. Part of the nature of a human being to have a mind that imagines itself to be separate. And that means forgetting the truth of the matter. So it's part of the nature of a human being to forget and to remember. And to forget again and to remember again. So in that way, even when you are listening to the voice of your fear and being driven by it, in a certain way you're acting out your nature. So you've heard this conversation before. That is, anything that is concerned with the outcome in the future, anything that's concerned with the past, anything that promotes or is driven by anxiety, fear, nervousness, or whatever you want to call it, anything that's concerned with control, anything that's concerned with understanding, logic, or evidence, it's all the sub-nature. And, the thing is to be at peace with that, too.